Hello, Internet. You're welcome to Guru Spot, the inaugural episode and her maiden voyage to the Internet. I am the host living in fear. Fear of one rodent that is wandering the premise as we speak. This rodent has caused more destruction than I have ever caused in my life. My dogs are completely useless. Generally, I find them hunting rats in the backyard, but inside they're just sleeping. That really upsets me. Anyways, Guru Spot is going to be multimedia. It's going to even include books. Going to talk about other podcasts sometimes, maybe. Anime, movies, television shows, I guess. I figured that I shouldn't limit myself to one thing. Like, just specifically anime, or specifically movies, because I don't watch movies all the time, or I don't always get a chance to watch anime. I mean, I guess with fan subs these days, I do get a pretty good chance at watching anime, and yeah, I do have a few fan subs lying around, but I just don't have time to download fan subs, and oftentimes I find that when I do download, I don't really have time for anything else. And I don't even have time to watch what I download, so that really gets annoying to cluster up my computer with all these stupid stupid anime, and then I can't, well, not stupid anime, they're good anime, like Blackjack and Rose of Versailles and Get a Robo. But beside that, I have other interests too, and I can go in depth about those probably even more than anime. Well, I guess I take what I learned from discussing about books, and I just kind of use them on everything else. Our teacher really nerded us out with a real great commentary about Raiders of the Lost Ark, and ever since then I've never been able to stop doing what she did, and then it just kind of ruins or enhances a movie experience for me. Don't you just hate those people? They're all like, the color of the Death Star really represents... Ah, man, I really hate that. Or the transition in this scene really increases... No! Ah, man, that always pisses me off. No, I really... They ruin these movies for me. Yeah, I guess I'll do that. Discuss video games and... Well, I don't really play video games very much. Discovered that ever since I really began to take on anime more and more. Like, Elder Scrolls 3? Again? I could watch, I don't know, Naruto or Blackjack. Blackjack is awesome. Yeah. Anyways, there's not really much going on, well, mostly in either anime or video games or movies, so I figured to keep it going on a weekly basis, I'll just have to leave it open for all those different things. Just kind of lazy and I have no experience in this at all, so I'm just kind of talking into a computer, just saying, hey, come out, make sounds, how do I do this? And then I figured out, oh, I need a microphone. It kind of went on from there, and I've had the microphone for a while, so it's all dusty right now, and I have no idea what's gone happen to it, because we have a real roach problem, and now we have a mouse. Anyways, this storm is just really bad. Last night, you know how it is, waiting for the announcements on the news, just watching whatever stupid program so you could see whether or not school was closed, and I was up to like 10 o'clock just kind of like working on a short story I have to do for a creative writing class, and then just eyeing the news, and I really don't care for the shows they have on, like Cold Case and all that, but what I really want to see is that, and then I'm like, damn you, hurry up, show my school district, it was like 10 o'clock, and I had already given up. I'm all like, okay, I'll just wait till 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I'll see for sure. My school tends to kind of wait for the last minute, and then it's like 10:30, and my mom's like, okay, you don't have to go to school. I'm like, cool, and my dogs, yeah, and now, ever since I woke up, in the morning, it's cold. I look to the backyard. I'm like, damn, wow, that looks beautiful. But the trees are really hanging low, and there's a lot of ice on them. The power has been going off and on. Luckily, it hasn't for the past few hours, so I figured it was safe to try to record something. Yes, it would be cool to ride a bike or something. I just went for a walk, and it's really hard to walk. I found it the best way to walk when the roads are all icy is just to walk on the grass, because there's a lot of friction. Ah, so cool. Oklahoma does not get a lot of snow. We do get ice storms. We don't get snow. We don't get, like, that 5 feet of snow or that 100 inches of snow. Damn you, New York, for getting that. But we do get ice storms. Ice storms, not as fun, but it's a lot easier to get. You're a lot more likely to get out of school, I figured. Will we do news on this podcast? Maybe. Yeah, we're going to do real news that is actually important to the world. Let's see. Let's do some news right now. Let's see. BBC. Yeah, everyone goes to ANN, so I'm just going to go to the BBC. Why do they go to ANN? Oh, well. Gore climate plea to U.S. and China. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore has urged the world's two biggest emitters of greenhouse gases, the U.S. and China, to work together on climate change. That's pretty cool, I guess. See, I have this, one of the most redneck stereotypes you could think of as one of my teachers. He's a coach. He used to, at the beginning of the year, he used to give us each separate notes to write it on, you know. And then, for notes, he's just been reading off stuff and, guided readings. He's just said, put something on the board, get one copy, and then just kind of, you know, put it up on the board. And then everyone's all like, why don't you just give us that? He's all like, nope, Al Gore changed my life. And each and every one of us are like, what? Anyways, it's just a funny little story. And, yeah, everyone knows Anime News Network because they're cool. And they like to reach to the kiddos and talk about anime news. But I find anime news to be a bit boring. Or something about fan subs or something about lolis. And I'm kind of tired of that. And every other podcast does it. So I'm going to go to the BBC. What else do they have? Afghan troops take Taliban town. Afghan army troops have captured the Taliban-held town of Musa Qala. Without meeting resistance, the NATO force led in Afghanistan has said. The insurgents have pulled out of what was the only major Afghan center in the Taliban hands, reportedly melting away into mountains. That's pretty cool. That's good. I know all you anime fans really care about Afghanistan and politics and all that. And me, I really have no idea what's going on because I'm just a teenager. I'm just kind of reading what I see. Anyways, you've wasted almost 10 minutes of your life listening to me talk about nothing. I'll kind of close you out on a bit of zombie plan. This is a random funny thing I found on the web. It tells you everything you need to know about what to do in case of a zombie attack. I'll just kind of cut out clips and put them in as the intro. Anyways, see you guys later, and next time, remember to be safe, and that anywhere in the world you are not safe from zombies.
Introduction. Traditionally, zombies are raised through voodoo magic. However, today almost anything seems to be able to raise the dead, from certain ancient blasphemous books to the bite of Skull Island rat monkeys. This has greatly raised the chances of being attacked by zombies anywhere in the world at any time. However, by following these steps you will dramatically improve your chances of survival. First, act quickly. The most important thing that you can do in a zombie attack is to act decisively from the start. Zombies are slow and stupid. Before they attack great numbers to rely on, their greatest advantage is the element of surprise. Remember to keep away from strange, drunk-looking people and to act decisively to neutralize any zombies you do encounter, even if they are loved ones. In the long run, this is better for you, less cruel for them, and it is more than likely what your loved one would have wanted. Many zombie attacks will start by the forces of evil affecting one person and spreading out through her. Generally, in this case, the person will be seriously incapacitated just before they change. This is the time to act. It's best to do this without the consent of those around you. Become responsible for looking after them, and when you have them alone, gag or suffocate them, then cut their limbs off and decapitate them. Under most circumstances, decapitation is enough. But there's no such thing as overkill in these matters. Unfortunately, if you do this, then the zombie problem will either come through another source or go away. Whatever happens, you will be left as the bad guy. The best thing for you to do then is leave the country as quickly as possible.